KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times brought by Donald Trump.
Just 3 days after President Trump filed his lawsuit, a federal judge tossed out the case on Friday in a blistering ruling that called the lawsuit, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible. Judge Stephen Merriday said Trump's lawsuit spent too much time praising the president and not enough time justifying why Trump believes he was defamed by the New York Times and Penguin Random House. The judge gave Trump's lawyers 4 weeks to refile the lawsuit in, quote, a professional and dignified manner. Peter Harolambous, ABC News.
The CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting for a second day on vaccine schedules for children. The panel expected to take a vote later today on COVID-19 doses. Yesterday, the panel recommended separating the long combined MMRV vaccine. President Trump held a call with China's leader today, calling it productive. It included progression on the TikTok deal, he says, to keep the app running in the U.S. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison alder is running to become Wisconsin's first openly trans member of the legislature. Yesterday, Representative Francesca Hong announced she's running for governor. Hong represents Wisconsin's 76th district, which is entirely within the boundaries of Dane County. That leaves her seat open. And today, there's a contender. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is running for the seat. In 2023, she became Madison's first trans woman on the Common Council. If she wins, she'd be the first trans person in the state legislature. Here's what she told me before announcing her campaign.
It sounds so trite, but when they can see someone who is actively participating in government, who was sitting in a seat next to people and telling them, I am still a human being and I have every constitutional right that everyone else does, gosh, that makes an impact. And for that little kid who has never seen a trans person really thrive close to them, this is a beacon saying you belong and you are just as valuable as any other human life.
Her platform includes affordable housing as a human right and public policy lifting people out of poverty. Earlier this year, she suspended her campaign for re-election, saying she wanted to focus on finding affordable housing and her own health. But it was too late to take her name off the ballot. And because her name was still there, voters re-elected her anyway. So she knows what kind of work goes into holding public office.
Most Americans are exhausted with this fight against each other, with this taking over of our rights and further marginalizing people who barely can get a hand up.
So far, she's the only person running. The election is in November. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player, Yelly. You know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from there.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80. The chance of showers possible anytime throughout the day today. We do have rain and thunderstorms ramping up into tonight, mostly after dark and through the overnight. Chances for rain stick with us both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll tell you everything you need to know about the upcoming Vegan Fest.
And I'll bring in the donuts.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 till 8.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. You know, the first day of Trump's presidency back on January 20th, he signed an executive order prohibiting any federal employee from pressuring private companies to censor anybody in ways that, quote, advance the government's preferred narrative about significant matters of public debate, end quote. He said he was doing it to combat misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. And it appears that that's exactly what's going on right now. This is absolutely remarkable. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression is calling Trump out on this. His own executive order says, thou shalt not censor. Meanwhile, here in Portland, ICE has been, they've got this office building here downtown, and they have been, oh, it's not actually downtown, it's, I don't need to dox it, although it's public knowledge. But it's not a jail, and they have been using it like one. They've been having people, they've apparently converted offices into places where people sleep on the floor or whatever. I don't know the details, but this is from the from OPB, from the Oregon Public Broadcasting, you know, our local NPR affiliate here in Portland. And this is a quote from a news release by the city of Portland. Quote, records indicate that detainees were held beyond the facility's 12-hour limit or kept overnight 25 times between October 1st of last year and July 27th of this year, which is a violation of their land use permit. And so the city said that as of yesterday, and I haven't seen a follow-up article, but I haven't read the Oregonian yet today, but they said that as of yesterday, they were going to notify ICE that they are in violation of the city's permit, occupancy permit. They've been there since 2011. They note the location is not a long-term detention facility, but rather a processing center. And this is what our mayor, Keith Wilson, Portland Mayor Keith Wilson, said. Quote, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made clear detention limitation commitments to our community, and we believe they broke those policies more than two dozen times. I am proud of our team for conducting a thorough, thoughtful investigation and referring the matter to the next steps in the land use violation process. So will ICE follow the law? We'll see. And a geeky science for the day. This is fascinating. Now, this has to do with fruit flies. But the thing is that the axons and the neurons and the ganglions and all those little things in the brain of humans are identical largely to those little things in the brains of fruit flies. So the Chiba University in Japan just published this piece in PLOS Genetics, where they found that feeding fruit flies high-fat diets, this is the summary from studyfinds.org, in just 7 days, fruit flies on a high-fat diet struggled to remember things they had learned only hours earlier. The problem wasn't brain shrinkage, but a jammed up cleanup crew inside neurons that normally recycles damaged cell parts. Intermediate and long-term memory were affected, while short-term memory, like instant recall, stayed intact. In other words, it has to do with certain parts of the brain. Short-term memory is more hippocamp. Well, I'm not a neurologist. I'll not go down that road. And when researchers boosted the cleanup process, memory function returned, suggesting that this might be reversible. And it's interesting. They did this through a bunch of different things. They turned off a protein called Rubicon, which slows down autophagy. They overactivated another protein, ATG1, which jumpstarts cleanup. Or they fed them rapamycin, which is a drug that helps cells recycle waste. We've talked about that before. Rapamycin is the in drug right now among billionaires and movie stars to stay young forever. It helps the body. It activates the mTOR pathway or shuts it down, one or the other, and helps the body get rid of what are called senescent cells, cells that are just sitting around doing nothing except producing inflammation and consuming energy because they've gone beyond their lifetime, but they haven't self-destructed. And the body normally cleans these things up. So, interesting stuff. Now, you know, it's this again, the study was not done on humans. But the idea that a fatty diet ain't good for you has been around for a long, long time. So much for the Atkins diet, right? All right, what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Dave in Hale, Michigan. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, a quick one for you that bugs me. In the spring of this year, you claimed that you knew somebody on Gunsmoke that was a deputy. Which one was it, Chester or Festus?
Yeah, Chester. Dennis Weaver was actually a good friend of mine.
Okay, was that leg bad normally, or was that fake?
His limp? You mean on Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
That was just on Gunsmoke.
Was that fake or what?
Yeah,
was
it
that
fake.
Real?
Yeah, no, it was.
Okay.
It was fake.
Okay. Hey, my topic is. You've been all around different countries, right? I mean, in different things. And I worked from a guy that come from France.
Mm-hmm.
We built sleeper cars for semi trucks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was always there way before I got there at 6 o'clock, and then way after I left. Now he got talking, and he said, he didn't want to pay us overtime. But what happened was. And he said that over in Europe, I don't know how true this is, but over in Europe, he says, it's not uncommon for those people to work 12, 14, 15 hours a day. And is that how they're afforded to pay for health care in those countries and stuff like that by low wages and flat?
No, I think he's blowing smoke at you. They're able to afford health care in those countries. It costs half as much as it does here because they don't allow for-profit hospitals. They don't allow for-profit insurance companies, or at least as primary, you know, as the primary source of health care. And I think this guy's blowing smoke, Dave. I mean, I lived in Germany for a year, and their labor laws are pretty rigid. I get it that some people in management, I mean, just like in the United States, if you're hourly, you know, there's a different, not just a different pay structure, but a different set of rules about how how many hours you work, whereas if you're salaried, you're not necessarily, unless you have a contract, you're not limited to 40 hours a week. So I think he's blowing smoke, Dave. Probably to try to get you to work more hours.
Well, he was wanting to do that for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Very much.
Good talking to you, Dave. Thanks. Gene in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Tom, I want to run something by you about fascism that I learned at a young age, and it's a real quick story. I ended up going to England. My dad served in World War II in the 101st Airborne, and he got wounded. And he was medevac back to England.
Mm-hmm.
And he met my wife, my mom. And I ended up going back to England over the years, met all my relatives. They came over here. But when I was in my, I think, 13, 14 years old, my grandfather, he worked for the British government. And what he did, he was an orchestra leader, but he worked for the government during the war. And they would reconstruct German airplanes when they crashed. Like he said, He said, "Lad, when you could watch, it was like a boxing fight." He said, "Along Wales, where the Spitfires and the Messerschmitts were fighting, and they would be cheering. You'd see planes go down. And one day, we were talking. I said, "Well, were you fearful of what was going on in the war?" He said, "We were all scared and fearful until one day." And he told me this story where this young German pilot crash-landed this plane down by Wales somewhere. That's where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the medics went over because they tried to save the plane to reconstruct its advantages. Well, anyhow, when they were trying to get this pilot out, his arm went through the glass canopy. It was almost hanging off. He was bleeding profusely. And the medic came over and was putting a tourniquet on him, and he was only 20 years old. And the medic was trying to get his arm, and he was struggling, and he said something in German. The medic pulled back like and looked at him, and my grandpap said, "What did he say?" He said, "Don't worry about this arm. I'll lose this arm for Hitler, too."
Wow.
It sent chills down my back.
Wow.
And I think today when Trump says this thing, when he said about the veterans?
Yeah.
My dad served in Bastogne, too. Three-quarters of them guys were killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he came back to England, and that was the relationship. How my mom was his nurse again.
Yeah.
And he brought her back and married her. But, you know, I don't know how any veteran could support him at all.
Yeah. Well, and, deferments for bone spurs? Really?
Right. Well, you know, the thing, too, what's ironic about this, when I got drafted in the 70s, I ended up going to Germany and served in the second camp. Our unit patrolled where Kohlberg was and Camp Border Town Hof, where it was like the Trizonal.
Yeah, I used to live right down the road between Kohlberg and Hof and Stadtsteinach, right. near Kulmbach.
Well, they were beautiful. Those were beautiful towns.
Oh, yeah.
We were stationed in Bamberg.
Oh, yeah. We used to go to Bamberg for dinner. Unit,
yeah, right. Well, our units would go, like, would transport, would work like 4 months, then come, mm-hmm. or 4 weeks, and come back. And I remember one day, the first time we got out to go see the border, and I took some pictures, and, you know, my young crew, we were all young, 20, 21 years old, and I thought about my grandpap, what he said, and how this can happen. And how these people, and I remember some people tried to escape one time, and we didn't see it actually happen at night, but they hung them on the fence and let them die.
Oh, my.
And this was, we had the Bavarian border guard there, and one of the guys that escaped from East Germany, he said he took the firing pins out of the other guards, and that's what he said when the German was, taking his interview.
Yeah.
Whatever. He said a lot of them people, what they do is if you have parents that are younger, they give those guards a lot more money and stuff. That's how it was. Lived over there if you worked for the government. But
no, I lived right on the border of East Germany, but I never saw anybody escape.
Well, I didn't see it, but what happened, it happened in the night, and what they did, they knew what happened. He stepped on an anti-personnel mine,
mm-hmm.
he got his foot blown off, and they let him die.
Yeah.
That's what they're very important, because their dogs would go sometimes over and try to bring some of them back. But, when you see this stuff, and Trump makes these statements, we were suckers and losers.
Yeah.
I think of my dad and all the veterans here. How in the heck can you vote for this buffoon?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Gene, I got to run, but thank you. Yeah, I remember those landmines. They used to, in the spring when the ground would thaw, the landmines would blow up and wake us up in the morning. Crazy. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That was, of course, back in the 1980s. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results, as Louise will tell you. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, it's spelled Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off on this Super C Serum with the magic ingredient, hyaluronic acid. Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Crown came down in silence, not a shot.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi.
the last couple of calls relate to my point and the very last thing you said. One of the things you have taught us, the consequence of unbridled neoliberalism is ultimately fascism. You kind of said that even before Trump.
Yeah, it becomes oligarchy, and then it transitions into fascism. Yeah.
Yeah, and right, and you just said we're at all-out oligarchy now, and with proto-fascism more than proto happening right before us. And I wanted to bring that up to everybody, remind everybody you said that. And you also gave, when you, as part of your explanation of that, or we had an object case of that, when the wall did come down, Gorbachev, you said in a previous episode, wanted to have Russia to be something like Sweden.
Yes, kind of, Gorbachev himself used that. He said Sweden. He said that's his model.
Yes, so you said. But the Americans, Bush won, that one entity that doles out money, I forgot what it's called, they said, no, you got to have neoliberalism, right?
That's correct.
Corporate.
We sent Milton Friedman's guys over there to Russia to help them reform their economy. And they did what they called shock therapy, which I think is what's next for America. We're basically all government property, but virtually all government property, all the housing and businesses were sold off, mostly to oligarchs. Everybody was given a coupon, and the coupons became a medium exchange. It's a whole long story, but it's fascinating.
Right. And now it's like in 20, 30 years, it went from potentially being Sweden to what we see right now, an all-out autocracy with Putin and a collection of a few oligarchs who got all the pieces, like some kind of feudalistic kingdoms. Yes, and so, and I call that Trump is trying, for the Putinization of America. That's where he's working.
Yep.
And then the thing that I wanted to say, the thing that kind of got me going initially was the Kimmel firing, and as well as Colbert firing. And that also is a kind of an adverse effect of this unbridled neoliberalism, particularly, in 1996 when Clinton signed the, or when I say bipartisan.
The Telecommunications Act. Yeah, that was a disaster. Mike, I'm out of time, but you're absolutely right. Thank you. You nailed it. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. The Tom Hartman Program. Speaking of the truth, the multinational corporations and right-wing billionaires would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for those of us who still believe in democracy. Stick around. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com.
This week we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. In the latest development at Sun Prairie West High School, there's now another new principal, the third so far this month. The problems revolve around Robert Gilkey Meisiger, who is charged with child sex crimes. He was a dean at Sun Prairie West and allegedly preyed on students. NBC News reports school administrators got an anonymous tip from a student months ago about his behavior. And at the time, school leaders said it was unsubstantiated, but told Gilkey Meisiger not to meet with students privately. The original principal, Jennifer Plovger, is on administrative leave. And now the Department of Public Instruction is investigating her teaching and administrative licenses. The DPI doesn't usually say why they're investigating someone's license. Associate Principal Ed Ford was named interim principal just 2 weeks ago, and now someone new is taking over. Peg Shoemaker just retired after 6 years as principal at Middleton High School. The district says her experience and steady presence will help keep it a supportive environment. The State Journal reports at least three staffers from the Sun Prairie School District have been charged with sexual misconduct involving students in just the last 3 years. And Festival Foods is being sold to another grocery chain, Lisa Hale reports.
Schnucks Markets purchased Festival Foods, and in a press release said the combined grocery stores will all fall under an umbrella company called 1939 Group Incorporated. Festival Foods, which operates 51 stores throughout the state, will keep its name.
Dane County has two festival locations on East Wash in Madison and on Main Street in Verona. Meanwhile, the Great Dane is closing one of its four Madison locations. The Hilldale restaurant will shut its doors. Owners say financial challenges there were just too much. The Hilldale location's last day open is November 8th. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80. The chance of showers possible anytime throughout the day today. We do have rain and thunderstorms ramping up into tonight, mostly after dark and through the overnight. Chances for rain stick with us both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right, all right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I bottled everything up last night. Oh, man, you know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. On 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag, you're it. Constitution is very clear. The government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. This is about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/school. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Well, I just try to be brief as I can. We are not Russia.
Yet.
We are not Hungary.
Yet.
We are not Russia. We are not Hungary. We're not going to be Russia or Hungary.
No, we'll do it in an American way, as Sinclair Lewis said.
No.
He said when fascism comes to America, it'll be carrying a cross and a flag and a Bible, basically.
Well, I think we're a little behind the curve on that. The situation, you wouldn't have a drug war unless you already had fascism in place.
Well, the drug war was corrupt. I mean, you know, John Ehrlichman, laid out, that it was all about going after black people and anti-war hippies.
It's deeper than this. It's deeper than this. Much deeper. Much, much deeper. The situation is you sometimes in a society that's well organized, obviously, you would have to have police, you would have to have military. The question is, what's the police and the military used for?
Mm-hmm.
And all through time, we've had to consider the situations at hand. I grew up in a home where, well, my parents were fairly much pacifist. My dad was a Quaker. He was also a social worker. And his career was plagued with constant, and I mean constant, attack from up above. He was a good man. He did what he could to help people. And the thing about it is people want to fly this flag and call it democracy. I think more like my mother, who was fairly skeptical about things. She's pretty intelligent, though. And she said, we don't have democracy. We're working towards it all the time. And so I think you have a lot of things going on that people don't want to discuss. There is a need for police and military. The question is, what are they doing? What are they going to do? Yeah. Are they going to interfere with good works? Because if they're going to interfere with good works, enough said there, then I'll jump to this.
I get it. No, let me jump to something here, Bob. We're getting close. Bob, thank you. We're getting close to the point where the people over at Fox News, Lachlan Murdoch and Rupert, have to start thinking, if you don't suck up to Trump enough, you're in trouble. And there's never enough. You can't flatter him too much. And at some point, Fox News is going to not be flattering him enough, or they're going to say something that he takes offense to. It's already happened in small ways where he's gotten pissed off at them for a few weeks. In fact, he sued he sued Murdoch over the Wall Street Journal, outing his birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein. At some point, these conservatives, these Republicans, are going to come to the realization that the equivalent of Republicans in Germany in 1933 came to, which is, holy crap, we are, you know, we've crossed the Rubicon. We can no longer have any independence whatsoever. And they're going to have to fight back. They're going to have to push back. They're going to have to sound the alarm. They're going to have to join the rest of us and say, this has gone too far. Because if Trump can shut down CBS, NBC, ABC, Trump can shut down Fox. They're acting like they don't believe it. But, you know, it's as that's as real a possibility as anything else. Thanks a lot for the call, Bob. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, the thing I told Mateo I was going to talk about was kind of depressing. But while I was on hold, I was listening to you do a book read. And apparently I was listening to the radio version of the show.
Yeah, you were.
The YouTube that I usually do. And that was a book about, like, the Book of Revelation and stuff. And boy, would I have some stuff to say about that. I'm going to go back to what Mateo was talking about. Because, something I saw online, somebody posted this on a forum that I see, and I have to say it, I think it's true. We would have been much better off now if Biden hadn't won in 2020.
I'm not sure that's true. I think if Trump had won re-election, that we'd be where we are right now 1 year into it.
I don't think so. Here's why. Number one, it would have been continuation of his previous administration, which means the guardrails and stuff. Yeah. Pence would have still been vice president, not J.D. Vance.
Well, that's a good point.
There wouldn't have been Project 2025.
Yep.
There wouldn't have been the election denialism because he would have won the election. Therefore, yep. There wouldn't have been all this big hyper stuff. There wouldn't have been the January 6th.
You're absolutely right, CJ. Okay, you just changed my mind.
Yeah.
But it's a hypothetical, so.
The cabinet, think about that. I mean, Sure, we had Cruella DeVos as Secretary of Education, but we didn't have Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense.
Correct.
RFK Jr. and, you know.
HHS, yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. No, yeah. Your point is well taken. But here we are. We've got to deal with what's in front of us. CJ, thanks for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Happy Friday, Tom. Thanks for all you do. Glad you're doing well. And I agree with your assertion that the silencing of Jimmy Kimmel is going to really hit home for most Americans. I think he's more of an average Joe everyman. And, you know, his show, compared to Colbert, who still has a year to go, Jimmy's was, you know, yanked off the air. So, I mean, that was quite a jolt, I hope to most people. And to your point, Tom, I think it's becoming clear every day that our country is being run by a gang of greedy, malevolent, self-serving troglodytes, and they don't just want to drag us back to the 1950s. They're aiming more for the 1850s Confederacy.
Yep.
So we need Democratic Party leadership to rise up and meet the moment. And I think a platform of freedom, peace, and affordability is the way to go. And while that starts with exposing how fraudulent Trump is on all those fronts, it's also presenting ourselves as the real champions of free speech and a free press, stopping the flow of weapons to Israel, winning in ICE, ending the gun violence epidemic here at home, and taking on the cost of living crisis with Medicare for All, heavy investments in affordable housing, universal child care, and clean energy. And in regard to clean energy, I urge everyone to read Bill McKibben's recent Substack, A Tale of Two Countries, to see what China is doing. They're eating our lunch.
Oh, it's mind-boggling.
What they're doing in the world is bigger than what we did with the Marshall Plan.
Yep.
Tom, finally, so your thoughts about all that, and in regards to the budget showdown, do you think the Democratic Party focus on healthcare is too narrow, or do you think that's a big enough issue to resonate and win the narrative?
I think this is going to play out in one of two ways, Jeff. Number one, I don't think the Republicans are going to play ball at all. So this is now, you know, it's passed the House, it's gone to the Senate, and Schumer is saying, you know, we're not going to play unless you will pull back, you know, on your cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. And the Republicans are saying, screw you, we ain't going to do it. So one of two things is going to happen. Either the government is going to shut down because the Republicans can't break a Democratic filibuster, or, and I think this is more likely, John Thune is going to blow up the filibuster. And that's what I'm expecting is going to happen. Although the Republicans may think that there's a political advantage to them in allowing the government to shut down, at least for a few weeks. You know, it'll give Trump a lot of opportunity to rail about Democrats and all this kind of stuff. And the reality is, a simple reality is, most of our media, it leans heavily toward the Republican side. So the Republican narrative will be the dominant narrative, which is that the Democrats are shutting down the government. And the story of why they're shutting down the government is not going to get told well. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out, but those are the two scenarios, and I'm guessing that Thune is just going to blow up the filibuster. We'll see. What do you think?
Well, how would he blow up the filibuster?
It just takes 50 votes. That's all you have. You know, it's easy.
Oh, I got you.
This is what Schumer tried to do when Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema stabbed us in the back by saying, no, I won't blow up the filibuster. So that's my guess. We'll see. Jeff, it's always nice hearing from you. Thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I think I mentioned earlier, but a judge threw out Trump's $15 billion lawsuit against the New York Times. They didn't throw it out. He gave him basically a month to clean it up. We'll see. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/THOM.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now is the moment we've been waiting for. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia, now is the time for hope and for action. Held in over 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research to fight the disease. So get out, get moving, and join WMDX at the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Sunday, October 5th at Warner Park in Madison. Join the movement at alz.org/walk.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results, as my wife will tell you. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, and I can get you up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping on this magical Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid. Vibrance.com/Tom. Like charitable. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Clinton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Here in New Jersey, we've had probably the strictest gun laws in the country. And they banned assault rifles in, like, 1994, one of the first states to do it. And it was controversial. Florio lost his second term over it to Christine Todd Whitman. But New Jersey is probably the fourth least crime in the nation, mm-hmm. You know, which is pretty good for 9 million people. And there have only been about 4 or 5 mass shootings since 1948.
Here. Wow.
And someone challenged last year, went to a district judge, and he decided that New Jersey should have assault rifles. He said they shouldn't have high-capacity magazines. I guess he was putting the baby or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the next couple of weeks, that's up for going on appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that a federal judge could overrule the New Jersey legislature or any state legislature. Because if they can, they're going to do it every state that bans guns.
Oh, they can and they will. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution says that when state law conflicts with federal laws, federal law rules. And the federal law right now is the Heller decision and its mm-hmm. Children.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you were mentioning something about the filibuster. You know, the first one was in Rome under Cato the Elder,
mm-hmm.
who held the floor because they were supposed to end their sessions at sundown every day. He held the floor to prevent a vote, and the vote was on allowing Julius Caesar to cross the Rubicon.
Oh, and, interesting.
And he's probably the biggest conservative of all of them.
Caesar transformed Rome. That's fascinating, Bill. Thank
right.
you for the history lesson for today. I appreciate it. Ray in Riverside, California. Hey, Ray, what's up? Ray? I'm not hearing you. Ray is going once.
Yeah, no, Tom.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
I really appreciate your show, and I've got one idea, one thought that I wanted to share. And I wish Free Speech TV would just reach out to these nighttime talk show hosts, invite them to come, bring their staff, bring their best people. It would be a shot in the arm.
You know, the Midas Touch people did that already, you know, publicly. Yeah. They reached out to Stephen Colbert, and they're reaching out to Jimmy Kimmel. It's just that, you know, the reach and the wealth associated with Midas Touch or with Free Speech TV, you know, we've got substantial audiences and all that kind of thing, but not the big bucks. And it would be such a step down for Kimmel or Colbert. My guess is they'll just retire, but who knows? Who knows?
It's a wish.
Yeah, there you go. Ray, thanks a lot. That was a good one. Terry in Chato, Oklahoma. Am I saying it right, Terry?
Yes, Tom, second-time caller.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you could educate me here a little bit. I understand you're a Coptic Christian, and I'm trying to find some root source wording for the Coptic Ethiopian Bible that has additional books that the Christians don't have. And I can, with the Greek Septuagint, I can get the root wording and deeper English meaning.
Yeah. Terry, let me just stop you there. The Coptic church that I attended and ultimately was ordained in was started by a renegade Coptic priest, an Orthodox Coptic priest by the name of Hamid Bey, who came over here from Egypt in the 1930s and hooked up with a guy named Paramahansa Yogananda, and the two of them traveled around the country for about 5-6 years, and then he started the Coptic Fellowship. It's a Christian church, but it's not the Orthodox Coptic Church, so I don't know very much about that, Terry. I'm sorry, and so I just can't help you. Sean in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Happy Friday, first of all.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to let you know that my husband and I just canceled our Disney subscription.
Apparently, there's a lot of that going on.
And we're going to also do Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Because for us, we feel the only way to hit them is in the pocketbook.
Yeah. There's a movement.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I watch you guys. I watch all day long Free Speech TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get so mad. And because our free speech is at,
we're in dire straits. We're in dire straits. Sean, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercott, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thank you to you for participating. Don't forget, get out there, get active, tag You're It. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC Vaccine Advisory Panel continues to meet, and it will take up a vote on vaccine schedules for children today. They're expected to take a vote on COVID-19 doses. Yesterday, the panel recommended separating the long combined MMRV vaccine and restricted the ages who should receive it. ABC's Steve Osunsalmi has more.
The panel decided to separate the chickenpox vaccine from the widely used combination vaccine that fights the measles, mumps, and rubella, meaning that children will need another shot for their first dose, explaining that this slightly lowers the risk of possible seizures experienced by some children getting the vaccine.
The House passed a short-term government funding bill ahead of the shutdown deadline at the end of the month. The Senate, though, failing to advance several measures due to lack of support. Security preparations underway in Phoenix ahead of Sunday's memorial service planned for conservative influencer Charlie Cook. He was shot and killed last week. This is ABC News.